What's up, guys? It's Patrick Healy with Brooklyn Boxing Podcast. I'm sitting outside the world-famous Fifth Street Gym alongside heavyweight Christian Toon. How's it going, man?
Good, thank you. How are you guys?
thanks for sitting down today and talking with me. And yo, you're a big-ass dude. I gotta ask right off the jump, when you first started or were interested in boxing, was it always boxing, or were you looking at basketball? Were you looking at other sports? Always an athlete?
Right, so I'm half German, half Italian. And you know, in Europe, the biggest sport is football, soccer, as they say. So growing up, I, of course, like every, I'd say, European kid, I wanted to become the next soccer star. So I was playing football, soccer. And basketball, and of course, American football were sports. Believe it or not, they were not at all kind of like available for us kids back then. Whereas like soccer, like anybody had like a soccer ball, you kick the ball around, and I played for a couple of teams here and there. But then I realized that, you know, like it wasn't really my thing. So yeah, I started boxing, and the rest is history.
Is Klitschko your inspiration a lot? Another, obviously,
Exactly. So Klitschko, growing up, was always in the TV, of course. He was fighting live on German TV. He was also on advertising, so you just used to see him all the time. And he became, of course, somewhat of an inspiration. After years, I will probably talk more about it later, I actually ended up sparring him as an amateur for his last fight against Anthony Joshua. So also that was kind of like a little, I'd say like dream come true nearly. More to this later.
I hear you. And with the sparring of Anthony, you sparred Klitschko, obviously. You're just going to spar Anthony Joshua in a week or so, right?
Right, yeah.
And, you know, Wilder, Fury, you've sparred all the top guys in the division. What are your thoughts on the division right now at the top? Like, who's stands out to you? Who do you think is going to be the last man standing until you get there?
Yeah. I mean, it's really an amazing division. The heavyweight division nowadays, I think, is, like, absolutely buzzing. We have, of course, the top boys, you know, like Joshua and Fury and Wilder and Dillian White and Andy Ruiz and Povetkin and those boys. They are all really exciting in their own. But then we also have like a really an amazing crop of young prospects coming through the ranks. You know, some of them like 5, 6, 7-0, just like me. Other ones a little bit further along the line of development, so like 10-0, 12-0, or like 12-1 or whatever. But there are so many really cool fights we made out there, not only at top level, but also at like top mid or like at top prospect level. And I believe that the heavyweight division in this next year is going to be absolutely lit, as they say, and in the years to come even more. And who's going to be the last man standing? Well, it's a difficult question. I mean, to me, the undisputed number ones are AJ and Fury. Those are like the top boys out there.
Yeah.
And I would say that, I mean, it's a 50-50 fight. It's a coin toss, you know. Like some days I would say that Joshua could spark him out. Otherwise, other days it'd be like Fury kind of boxing. Or maybe it's heavyweight boxing at its highest level. And it's truly, if anybody will tell you, Joshua, easy work, Tyson, Fury, easy work, it's not like that, actually. It's a pretty crazy task for both.
So what about, what is next for you? I know you're talking a little bit about a potential matchup with Lucas Brown in Australia. That'd be right. A big step up. What do you think about that matchup? And, you know, is that official yet? What are the conversations going for that?
So basically, I used to be signed to a promoter called Universal Boxing up until last week or something. And we actually bought ourselves out of the contract. We figured out that they just didn't have the right, I'd say, finances to really push a young heavyweight through the ranks. So now we are working on new deals with, I'd say, like the top 2, 3, 5 promoters out there. More to be disclosed in the next 1, 2, 3 weeks. And of course, I would love to fight the likes of Lucas Brown, the likes of, I would say, I mean, of course, ideally AJ and Wembley for 100,000 people for 60 million, but that's not how boxing works.
Yeah.
But I'm ready to be in some bigger fights. Mentally, physically, I'm truly excited for such a opportunity. I don't want to fight like I want to have good fights, challenging fights. I really do. And it's funny because when I fight or even when I spar guys that are not good, I don't even switch on. People ask me like, my God, you look like you smoke something, whatever. You're not switched on. But when I actually fight again or fight or spar against good guys, then I'm really like alert and sharp, and that's when the best comes out of me.
So I'm sure it'll be extra sharp in a week or so, right, sparring AJ. But
right.
In terms of, you know, getting here to Fifth Street Gym, you're German born. Talk a little bit about the journey and how you ended up here with Dino and obviously a great gym with so many great fighters in there. It's a great atmosphere.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, I mean, it's a funny old journey. I have to take a couple of steps back. So I'm German Italian. But I actually lived in the UK in London for 10 years, 10 odd years. You're gonna move?
No, it's okay. We'll keep it rolling for a sec.
For 10 odd years. And I boxed out of the world famous Pico Boxing Club. Then I moved back to Italy to try and qualify for the Olympics. And it didn't happen because in a qualification event, they've taken 2 points. Off me for apparently headbutting. I've never got 1 point taken off in 50 odd amateur fight and 6 pro fights. It was a very unfair thing. So then I moved back to Germany, tried to do the same for Germany, but I couldn't, because once you box for a certain country, you're blocked by the AIBA for 2 years to box for another country. So the Olympic dream was essentially shattered. And then I said, okay, I'm going to slowly but surely turn pro. I had a couple of amateur fights. I took in a couple of offers, see what was going on. I then joined the Klitschko camp. I was still an amateur back then. I was actually the only amateur in the camp for his last fight against Joshua, where I then met my former manager, who then essentially turned me over to be a professional. I then started to train in Alabama. I was training in Birmingham, Alabama, with a gentleman, a coach called Dave Godber. I've had fantastic opportunities out there to train alongside the Bronze Bomber, Deontay Wilder. I sparred him couple times, more to that later, because there are some funny stories about that as well. And I then wanted to essentially have a home somewhere, because I ended up living out of a suitcase for pretty much 2 or 3 years, you know, since my amateur days, and I really need to find a home. And I came to Miami on vacation actually last June, so June 2019, and I was here to actually train a week with Stacy McKinley. And I had, on my first week, which I was here on vacation, I just walked into the world famous Fifth Street Boxing Club and met Dino Spencer. We trained for an hour.
Right from there, right?
We trained for an hour, and I said, Dino, forget all, we trained together. And that's how it actually happened. And I came in holiday, and I just stayed here. I really liked the way that he trains people. There was like a whole lot of things which really worked out for me. And finally, I also managed to find a home for myself in Miami, which of course is also a pretty nice home to live in.
Definitely, it's a place to be. The sun's out, the gym is alive and well. There's so many great fighters in here, a lot of good personalities. Tell me a little bit about, you know, there's obviously so many guys in this gym, so many different characters. Who's the funniest guy in Fifth Street? Is it you, or is it Danny, one of your trainers? Who are some of the guys that crack you up here?
I think all of the guys are just really funny, you know. I think we all, this is what makes the gym so special. We have like a really cool crop of guys in here, in coaches and fighters, and also like casual boxers who just come here just to keep fit. So the whole atmosphere is just really fantastic. But probably I consider myself not one of the funniest ones, but one of the craziest ones in probably all Florida.
All Florida. Well, that's saying something. But hey, thanks so much for doing this interview. We can't wait to watch a potential matchup against Lucas Brown, a big step up.
Yeah.
And everyone go follow Christian on Instagram if you want to give a shout out to your page.
Right. My page is Christian Thun _ official. Follow us, follow the journey, support the movement. I can promise you, of course, a lot of wins and all that, but I don't really care about this. What I want to promise you is really exciting fight, excitement. That's what I'm about.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, man. And go follow him. Check it out on YouTube at The Pod Matrix. And make sure to watch out for the Fifth Street Gym podcast coming soon. Let's go.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.